It is a spiritual war that we are facing. The enemy doesn't just give in and accept his loss. I believe in this economy, if we will seek the Lord, he will take care of us and we can come out of this better than before. If we will focus on making God wealthy, he will take care of us.
2025 is upon us, and right now with us is Gabe Perreault to share what God is speaking to him about the year 2025 and what we as Christians, as believers in Jesus Christ, need to do in response to what God is saying. Gabe, welcome to Charisma.
Thanks for having me so much, sir. We're so excited to be here and really thankful for outlets like this one who present the truth and give the people what they need to hear instead of an agenda pushed by some executives from the top. And so we really appreciate you, man.
Yeah, well, we're always trying to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying, and what God is saying through the Holy Spirit and through the people that he speaks to prophetically. And you're one of the people that I know that God speaks to you. And so, Gabe, what is God saying about this next season, about this next calendar year, 2025?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, as I was praying for 2025, I think it's no accident at all that here at the close of 2024, we're actually being given a accurate picture of what I believe is to be a cycle that is going to only intensify in what we're about to see. And that is involving these thousands of drones that are all over the East Coast right now, which I'm sure you've heard and seen stories of, and everyone is really talking about. But it's really just a smaller picture of even a greater trend that we're about to witness of the psychological operation and performance that is being performed on the American public. And at first, the talk was that these drones were coming from the motherships over on the sea, and they still may be. I don't want to discredit that whatsoever. But now there's been rising chatter of the drones coming from within, coming from our own government, coming from our own who knows who, if you know what I mean. And we can obviously tell that. Here's the difference, though. What I see over 2025, I see the body of Christ has woken up. And in November, we said, not this time. We remembered what had happened in 2020. We remembered how we had stayed silent for far too long. And I'm really convinced we took the stand that was necessary. However, in 2025, it's going to take the action of our faith. And because what we're going to witness is going to be the enemy doesn't just give in and accept his loss. He doesn't say, oh, you got me. I mean, that's not his operation. And we need to be aware of that.
Yeah. So I like how you said that. The enemy doesn't just say, oh, you know, you got me. Like, he's going to continue to fight. And that's one of the things that we as Christians, unfortunately, we let our guard down way too easily. We get a small victory in a battle, and we forget that the war is continuing to go on. Gabe, you're talking about these drones and more of the psychological warfare that we're going to be dealing with in this next year, and we're seeing it already. What other areas do you feel the Lord's saying to look out for?
Yeah, well, I would say it's not just a psychological warfare, but it is a spiritual war that we are facing, where we are going to be lured into emotionally reacting to everything we are witnessing with our eyes without spiritually entering into the presence of God and staying in the secret place. Because I really am confident that if we will not stay in the secret place for everything we're about to face in this coming year, we will be in the wrong place, to say it even lightly. And so for this coming year, I really believe it's in the body of Christ's hands to get up from their sleep, to get up from the viewer's perspective and take the perspective of being right in the ring, but not in the ring of the enemy, not playing his games, but instead enforcing our authority in Christ, enforcing the victory that is already won, and not allowing the sore loser to ripple a storm again at us. And so I'm really convinced that it's going to take our faith put into action that will sustain the victory that we saw in November. And ultimately, I don't even think we have the victory yet. We're not even to January, the week of January 20th yet. There's a lot of things that still could go down. And so it is really going to take intense prayer and a decision to walk in the love of God that will be the thing that will keep us in these times, especially with our family, our friends. I know holidays can be chaotic. Going into the new year, there can be a lot of questions with our relationships with others. I would say the Lord is really asking his body right now, will you walk in my love? Because that is the only way you're going to come out of this on top.
Amen. Will you walk in my love? That's the only way that you're going to come out of this on top. That's really important because, you know, yeah, especially we have come out of a political season. We're still on the tail end of it. But now we, the people, have already given our voice. And so you have people that are happy, people that are sad, and walking in love is the correct response to help mend those gaps, so those chasms that have been forming. Because some people were saying it's actually good to ostracize your family and to be away from them because they have a different political view. And that's wrong. You know, love binds all together. And that's a very important thing. I know, Gabe, you've talked in the past about the economy and some things that were worrisome. Has God spoken to you anything about 2025 and the economy?
Yeah, you know, I would say that it's awfully important that we seek the Lord concerning our financial decisions. And, you know, John, we could be so quick to seek advice and pay thousands of dollars for everyone else to tell us what to do. And we even go searching for thousands of YouTube videos that will give us the quote unquote, you know, silver education that will protect all of our assets. But I just sense that the Lord is really asking his people, what did you ask of me concerning that decision? And not just that, I would really say that it's going to take wise investment in only doing what the Lord has called you to do. I remember the past couple of years, I had thought about investing in one cryptocurrency and then another super new invention and then another. I kept looking at all the shiny things. And by the way, I'm not telling people not to invest in cryptocurrency. I'm just telling my story here. Mm-hmm. And I got so caught up in all the shiny things, and I could go into more details, but there's different situations that didn't exactly work out like I thought. But then I had a moment where I went to the Lord and I sought him about what he had for me. And I'm really thankful. Actually, we had some opportunities come where we were able to get into renting out some properties to Bible college students and managing some young guys who needed some help. And it's really worked out. And I've seen the Lord move, but it only came out of diligently seeking him and not just being moved by the winds and waves of all the flashy things. And so I don't know, when all that to say, I believe in this economy, if we will seek the Lord, he will take care of us and we can come out of this better than before. And definitely I will say it's always wise to have a little bit of safety. I would say gold has done well, and I'm confident it will continue to be a safe place. I don't advise anyone to invest everything into gold just because it's always wise to be diversified. But I would say that I certainly don't blame people for reevaluating their positions right now and seeking the Lord.
Yeah, seeking the Lord while he may be found is really important. And if we put our trust in chariots or horses, you know, some people boast in that, but we will boast in the name of the Lord. Amen. And that is so important because you can look at the riches of this world and they are going to leave you high and dry, but you can trust in the Lord and his word in everything.
Amen.
Gabe, is there anything else that the Lord is saying to you about this next year and what we need to do about it?
If we will focus on making God wealthy, he will take care of us. You know, the only thing a wealthy person doesn't have is that which is they need the most. And for God, that is the millions of souls that have yet to see his glory, that have yet to actually even recognize or see the gospel. And they're only waiting on the viewer right now to represent the gospel to them. And so I would challenge everyone, make God wealthy this year. There's a lot of wrongs that have been done by the body of Christ that actually we as believers can apply a healing, balming, anointing oil to the souls of those around us. And so I'm confident that through the lives of the countless believers, the Goshen of America, we can see our country continuing to be set on fire for the glory of God. And if we will make God wealthy, he will take care of us. And if we'll worry less about money and worry more about serving souls and answering people's needs, answering the desperations of souls, we will see God provide for us.
Amen. Amen. So there's a psychological or some sort of a psyop, psychological operation, warfare, a spiritual warfare that we can counter with love. And we put God first. We seek him with every discretion, everything that we need to, every decision that we need to make. And we make God wealthy by bringing people to him. And I think that's the 5 points that you just laid out for what we need to do as the body of Christ in 2025. Gabe Perreault, thank you so much for taking the time to share what God has put on your heart and the steps that we need to take for 2025 to be better than anything we've seen before. Thank you, brother.
Thanks for having me. And again, I just encourage everyone to consistently check all of our sources of our attention. Attention is our most valuable currency, and do not allow yourself to be manipulated by these operations that are going on in the country. Instead, stay rooted in the Word of God, and we'll continue seeing victory in our lives.